Welcome to the News Corp US Open podcast on the 20th of November 2025. Asia-Pac stocks rose sharply, led by tech after Nvidia's strong earnings and upbeat outlook, as CEO Huang dismissed AI bubble concerns. The dollar index is firmer ahead of September's NFP report, while Japanese yields are climbing further on stimulus speculation. In Asia, the Nikkei reclaimed 50,000 before pairing gains. The ASX 200 was lifted by tech and gold, and Chinese indices lagged despite reports Beijing is considering new property stimulus, including mortgage subsidies. The PBOC held rates steady. US equity futures are gaining, led by the Nasdaq after Nvidia's results topped expectations. The company reported stronger revenue and guidance, with data center sales up 66% driven by Blackwell and GB300 demand. CEO Huang said, "We see something different on AI bubble fears," while CFO Crest noted no China data center revenue expected in quarter four, but reiterated strong global demand and visibility into $500 billion Blackwell and Rubin revenue. Nvidia will continue buybacks and maintain solid supply chains. The BLS confirmed October and November NFP data will now be released together on December 16th, leaving the Fed with only today's September report before its next meeting. European stocks are higher, with the Stoxx 600 up 0.7% and tech leading gains. ASML and Infineon rose alongside US futures ahead of the NFP. The dollar index trades near the upper end of its 110 to 132 range, lifted by hawkish FOMC minutes and limited data visibility. The euro is softer amid a lack of local drivers, and German producer prices were in line. Dollar-yen topped at 157.77 before easing to 157.20, unmoved by further jawboning. Cable holds between 130.39 to 130.76 as political jitters persisted, while the Kiwi is edging higher on risk tone and the Aussie stays flat amid softer Chinese sentiment. The UN fix was set firmer at 7905. In bonds, Japanese debt is weaker as the 10-year yield hit 1.85% amid reports of a larger stimulus package. Treasuries are modestly lower on Nvidia-driven risk appetite and hawkish Fed minutes. With Powell's, "When there is fog, you could slow down," remark reinforcing patience. German debt and gilts slipped slightly, though the latter later made some gains. ECB's Machlouf said policy is appropriate and projections unlikely to change. In commodities, crude prices held near highs, with WTI at 59.80 per barrel and Brent at 64.08 per barrel after the Kremlin said no peace talks are underway with the US. Gold eases to around $4,040 per ounce on stronger risk tone and hawkish minutes, while copper is trading range-bound near $10,800 per tonne due to disappointing Chinese demand. BOJ's Koeda said the bank must normalize rates gradually and stands ready to act if yields move sharply. Officials reiterated vigilance toward FX and bond volatility. In trade, US lawmakers are weighing a bill to formalize China AI chip export curbs, while the Commerce Department plans to approve 70,000 advanced AI chip exports to the UAE and Saudi Arabia. China's rare earth magnet exports to the US jumped 56% in October, and the EU will propose tariff exemptions for sectors including medical devices, wines, and pasta. Russia said it remains open to nuclear dialogue with the US but denied active peace talks, while Trump reportedly approved a Russia-Ukraine peace plan and is considering an executive order on AI laws. Bitcoin held near 92,000, and BlackRock is preparing to file for an iShares staked Ethereum Trust ETF. Looking ahead, highlights include November Eurozone consumer confidence flash, September US non-farm payroll, US jobless claims, October New Zealand trade balance, November Australian flash PMIs, October Japanese nationwide CPI, SRB policy announcement, Fed's Cook, Barr, Hammock, Paulson, Miran, Goolsbee, BOE's Dingra, Mann, supply from the US, earnings from Gap and Walmart. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service.